So let's get to our guest this half hour, Lorraine Tan. She is Director of Asia Equity Research at Morningstar. And Lorraine, I just want to start with those latest COVID numbers out of China that Ed was talking about. Another 27,000 new cases reported on Monday. How pivotal is this moment for where COVID policy goes next in China?
Yeah, I do think that obviously this is a challenge for the trend and the shift that we saw in policy recently that we're all hoping will continue. I actually don't think that there was going to be anything that changed. So far, I don't think there's anything that changes our view that China will shift to a living with COVID policy, but that the gradual shift is what we're expecting to see. So we're going to get a lot of these ups and downs. And definitely the hospital infrastructure is lacking in China still. But we would anticipate the cost that it was beginning to bear onto the economy is also going to be a key issue that the government needs to address. And so on that front, we do expect more of a gradual opening towards the middle of 2023, but we're going to see a lot of ups and downs over the next 6 months.
How useful is the experience of other countries' exit from COVID policy? Can you apply that to what we're seeing in China? And what do investors need to take note of when thinking of that?
I think China is definitely looking at how other Asian countries have come out of it. We're seeing that relaxation in terms of the international travel, for example. Obviously, because the virus is endemic, closing your borders is probably less meaningful at this stage. So that's probably a signal, something that they've taken from other countries. But I think the key difference for China is that the healthcare infrastructure is still is not in line with, first world countries. And we tend to forget that sometimes. And the other thing, of course, is that the vaccination that's been available domestically is also not necessarily as effective as what we've been getting through mRNA vaccines. So those are two key issues I think the government is obviously taking into consideration. But I think the economic issues are also beginning to weigh. So you're going to get this sort of back and forth over the next few months.
And Lorraine, I just want to get your view on Chinese equities at the moment. Not been a great year for the Shanghai Composite, off by about just a shade under 14% at the moment. But as this reopening narrative gains steam, yes, there'll probably be bumps in the road. What's your outlook for the rest of the year and the first quarter of 2023?
Yeah, so I think things will sort of bump along at the current level. I do think that one of the things was, last 12 months ago, we knew that, 2022 was going to be a little bit more challenging because we were coming from a space where we didn't have the discounts to the valuations that we're seeing now. And obviously, we were at a level whereby the Fed was, starting to raise rates. So heading into 2023, we're a little bit more optimistic. Markets are trading at about 25% discount to our fair value estimates. And they were also expecting the Fed rate hiking to peak probably around the end of first quarter in 2023. So we do think that there's more positives into 2023. So we are hopeful that we're going to see the markets sort of continue their uptrend over the next few months, as people start to sort of maybe not come in a big way, but sort of at least recognize that the risks are a little bit less significant going forward, and they start to sort of reallocate funds back into equities.
When the rest of the world started to reopen, we saw growth come roaring back, but with it, inflation came roaring back as well. Is this a scenario that you foresee in China?
I think for China, there are a few things. It's hard to say that inflation is going to be that significant. A lot of the labor issues that force the high inflation rates, let's say in Europe or in the States, are probably not going to be as dominant a factor in China, for example. So we And on top of that, some of the inputs that are imported, like oil and gas, energy costs, I think that's determined in part by what's going on with the Ukraine war. So we don't really anticipate an increment, so much of an increase in inflation as China reopens. The other issue, of course, is that real estate has been down. The activity in terms of that element, in terms of construction activity, has been weak. So we're not seeing that same sort of pressure on building materials activities as well in China at the moment. So overall, we sort of expect inflation to sort of stay at the historical levels, but to not be exceedingly high.
You mentioned property, and we've had a couple of guests from Moody's over the past couple of days that have painted a somewhat grim outlook for the property sector in China, support from the government notwithstanding. So just quickly, what's your outlook there?
Yeah, we think this whole real estate space in China is going to take a couple of years at least to sort of stabilize in that sense. We're expecting to see restructures go on, obviously, for a lot of the private sector developers. At the end of the day, I think, the government is definitely trying to resuscitate the sector right now and bring back some consumer home buyer confidence. I think that's important to do. We shouldn't forget their main impetus, which was to sort of clean up the high debt levels that were prevalent in the sector and some of the practices of shifting cash from one project to another. Mm-hmm. So that, I think those main aims don't change. So
All
we
right.
should be aware that it's going to take a while.
All right. Lorraine Tan, Director of Asia Equity Research at Morningstar. Thanks so much for joining us.